This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we're speaking with Aaron Campbell, Chief Marketing Officer at Gen Z. Gen Z is a water company that hopes to leave behind more happiness and less everything else. And thanks for being on the show, Aaron. And it's great to have you on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Looking forward to it.
Aaron, I am as well looking forward to hearing all the details. So if you would, for starters, tell us about Gen Z Water and how it's different from other bottled water companies.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think we probably approach a very deeply entrenched, highly commoditized, saturated category as bottled water differently than any other company out there. We really had the opportunity to do a deep dive into the category and really found that most every other brand is looking at kind of two things: how their water is better, how their pH, how 9.1 is better or 7.4 is better. And then they were using this brand imagery that was really saying to drink our water, you need to be hyper fit, famous, or filthy rich. And we said there is an absolute opportunity to take these category norms of the bottled water industry and turn them on their head and disrupt them in a way unlike any other, with using a core purpose of sustainability, but being very realistic about that sustainability. I mean, we're not going to save the world. We're literally selling water, and we're going to do it in a way that makes you actually want to engage, that makes you want to laugh or put a smile on it, and most specifically, that connects with and relates with this newest generation, Gen Z, which is where we get our namesake for. We do it in a very sarcastic, ironic way, understanding that this Gen Z generation, born with a phone in their hands, is the most marketed to generation in the world, and they can see straight through that marketing BS. So instead of trying to do the same dance as every other consumer packaged goods, we're just going to call it like it is.
You got to love it. And that's quite exciting and a different twist and approach for sure. Now, when it comes to recycling, is 100% of the product recyclable? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So we were incredibly deliberate in this, and we made some very specific choices through the operation to ensure that that cap to body, the entire bottle is aluminum. And this was very somewhat different than some of our competitors, where they may have an aluminum body, but then they still have that plastic cap that is as much plastic as three single-use plastic bottles. And then I'm sure you've had a chance, Eric, to look at our crazy, fantastical critters and fantasy scenes that are on our bottles. And that is not a plastic outer wrap. We said we can't, and that would have been much easier from a production side and a printing side, but it just would diminish the sustainability proposition that we were doing. And then even from our outer wrap, it's all corrugate. We make sure that we either use glue or paper tape, that there's really an opportunity that we're minimizing the impact on the earth as much as possible. But then also the fact that we're incredibly realistic about it, that we are not trying to convince you that we are saving the world. We're just trying to make iteratively better decisions from a corporation level, and then asking the consumer, the Gen Z consumer, to participate with us. And one of those things is we are a consumable bottled water, but we say refill us like you would your Hydro Flask or your Stanley, and then you can be really confident that you can throw it in the recycling bin and 100% of it will be recycled.
You're truly making it happen, and that is awesome stuff right there, and really do appreciate the feedback. Now, where does the water actually come from, and is it purified, or does it have any additives, electrolytes, or minerals added? Get into some of the details on that as well.
Yeah, that's a great question. And We come from Texas, and it is just simply reverse osmosis water. It was based off of the idea that everyone else was claiming that their water was super special, had these perfect mix of minerals, had this perfect pH. And at the end of the day, 75% of us are still dehydrated. So water is going to get us pretty much, you know, where we need to be. Water is water. And we like to say in a really ironic way, our water comes from the same place that Fiji and Voss's water comes from, our great planet Earth. And so really kind of poking fun of that technical term that all the other industry uses. And we were really specific on that type of water being plain. And that's what we lean into. We call it plain water. We call it flavorless, transparent liquid. And that really helps prop up the value proposition of the refillability. If I filled the bottle with special water that you wanted to drink, and then you had to fill it with your plain old tap, that may not motivate that ease of refillability or that this is a perfect vessel that's compatible with tap water. It may diminish that proposition.
Well, certainly do appreciate the report so far. Really awesome to have had you come on to introduce Gen Z to the audience. We're speaking with Aaron Campbell, the Chief Marketing Officer at Gen Z, a water company that hopes to leave behind more happiness and less everything else here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Aaron, your website is very unique. You got to check it out, folks. What is the reasoning behind the design of the website?
Yeah, so the website is so fun. It's incredibly polarizing, and either you love it or you hate it. And I actually don't mind that. I don't have millions of dollars to market to people like Coca-Cola or Pepsi does. So we're really intentional about every single touch point, even if it's just one touch point that you have with our brand, leaves a lasting, memorable experience. And for those of you who have not had a chance to visit our website, I do encourage you to go. For some of the Boomer and Gen X, it will likely be reminiscent of their times when they were first entering onto the wild west of the internet, but it really harkens back to a more simple, nostalgic time of GeoCities. And one, it's really in line with what we're seeing the Gen Z generation draft off of. There's a perception that the 90s, early 2000s, it wasn't a time when we were living in a global pandemic and political unrest and a climate crisis. So there's a belief that it was simpler and easier. And there's this retro happiness that we're really trying to lean into. And then on top of that, in an ironic way, we call ourselves Gen Z, but we're using retro icons and influences that really actually unites us as water drinkers, us as generations that make a brand so ridiculously called Gen Z that it actually can be for anyone. And the other thing we're kind of pushing on, just like Gen Z does the generation, they're pushing on old systems and norms. When the internet was created, it was created as a place for self-expression, a place where we could be creative and be our own unique self. And as the internet has developed, it's created this vanilla one flavor of lifestyle imagery, top three box, something that everyone comes to expect. Well, we're trying to push on that norm and say, does it have to be that way? Can it be a place where we can be crazy and less polished and expressionary and be really unique and just be who we are, which is really a great parallel to Gen Z, the generation as a whole.
And don't go anywhere, folks. We'll give you the link to that website here in just a minute. Now, your bottles are made from aluminum. Why is that better for the environment than plastic? And what is the difference between the Gen Z bottles and the reusable water bottles?
Yeah, I think those are great questions. I mean, I think, first of all, what we are really trying to do is just be a slightly better option than plastic. And why aluminum is better than plastic is because it actually has a monetary value to it, which is what motivates and fuels the circular economy. So there is actually a value to running it through the recycling system, using that post-consumer content, and then putting it back on the shelves within 60 days. From a plastic side, the newest studies show that only 5% of plastic is actually recycled, whether you put it in your recycling bin or not. And that's because it's cheaper to pump out virgin plastic than run a plastic through the breakdown, the reusable, the recyclable system. And in fact, you know, unless we kind of change our ways as a whole, they're estimating that we will increase our plastic consumption up to three times by the time it's 2050. And then how we're different than reusable water bottles, think like your Hydro Flask or your Stanley, which are very popular brands with the generation. We like to call ourselves a consumable durable or durable consumable. So absolutely, you refill us like you would a Hydro Flask, but it's something that we are not going to last forever, and it's okay to lose. I mean, we actually had one of our Gen Z consumers say, oh, I get it. This is like my Hydro Flask that my mom's not going to yell at me if I leave it at school. And there's this really crazy stat that reusable water bottles are the most commonly found items in college campus lost and found, but then only nine out of 10 are never retrieved. And what happens to those bottles if they're not retrieved? They're likely to end up into the dump and take centuries to degrade. And that's because the end of life for these stainless steel bodies are not easily recycled unless you take it to a metal shop. So again, I'm not arguing to not use your reusable water bottle, but showing that no option is absolutely perfect. But what we're all in the game to do is just minimize our overall plastic consumption.
Well, I can truly say there's not another bottle company out there, a water bottle company out there that's doing what you're doing. And we really are appreciative of what you're doing and all you've accomplished so far and for coming on today. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could purchase Gen Z near them. And also, what is next for the brand? Anything that we should be aware of?
Yeah, thanks. Well, we are starting out real slow, trying to be have strategic, measured growth, and we're trying to do it near our backyard. So we are located in Arkansas, so you can find us in Targets in Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Southern Cal. And while we don't necessarily encourage people to buy us online, because drop shipping heavy water is not best for the environment, best for anybody financially, you can find us on Amazon if you are so inclined to do that. That you just got to have a bottle with crazy imaginary critters on it. And you can find us on our website at drinkgenz.com. And then for what is up for us in the future, we're really excited. I mean, our whole existence has been about paradigm shifting, about really pushing against traditional branding norms, water consumption norms, marketing norms, how we buy and consume these bottles. And really, we have some exciting things that continue to shift some very kind of accepted paradigms or accepted situations. And then we're going to shift that paradigm to say, really, is what we do now the best way we do things? So we have some anti-marketing campaigns that really kind of poke fun of the traditional content creator, influencer industry, and then even how we use the bottle and buy the bottle. We have some exciting things that I think are going to kind of push what people have come to expect in this industry.
Well, folks, again, it is drinkgenz.com. Go check it out. Make purchase. Erin, thanks so much for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Eric. It was fun.
It sure was. We've been speaking with Erin Campbell, the Chief Marketing Officer at Gen Z, a water company that hopes to leave behind more happiness and less everything else. And for all the details, visit drinkgenz.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.